Next item, please, 1176.
Authorizing a contract with the lowest responsive bidder and provide payment for the construction component of Road 10R MP28.77-31.85 project in the Bull Run watershed at an estimated cost of $1,540,000.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. My staff and I recently had the opportunity to tour the Bull Run watershed to look at the Water Bureau's assets there. I have challenges with motion sickness, and I would have to say thank you to Russell for driving the van so very carefully. He knows every bump and pothole and curve in the road, and had to take much of it at like 5 miles an hour in order to be able to make it safe and comfortable for us. So, and then when we got to the portion of the road that has been improved, I had a sigh of relief, and it's particularly important because obviously there are sometimes public safety issues that occur in the watershed that vehicles need to travel faster than 5 miles an hour. And so this is a project to continue the improvements in the watershed, and here to tell us about them is Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think it's still morning. I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer for Portland Water Bureau. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. And I, too, have a lot of motion sickness, and so I don't go on those tours anymore than I absolutely have to. And for me, it's the windy roads. Forget the bumps. Thank you. I'm here before you asking for approval to solicit bids for a construction project to authorize payment for us to do the Road 10 project. This project will rebuild roughly 3 miles of the Road 10, which is our primary access in the Bull Run watershed. If approved, we will be doing bids this winter, probably in January, February, and then construction starting this summer. And we will be using the city's formal competitive low bid process. We have an estimated construction cost of about $1.5 million. And with that, I'm certainly willing to take answers or take questions. I'll take the answers, too, but I'm willing to answer questions, too. No, there was somebody else.
Colleagues, any questions? Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, one person signed up, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Good morning. Barely good morning.
Still good morning, Commissioners. I think we'll make it. I probably won't even need 3 minutes. But while we were noting people who get perfect testimony unchallenged, it's got to be the professional competence and excellence of Amanda Fritz that leads us to having only me testify in a Water Bureau issue, not the history that Nick Fish had to go through during his time of contention about different projects under the Water Bureau.
And I remember it a little differently, Charles. But
yeah, really, come on, Charles.
You're entitled to your.
Just jinxed Commissioner Fritz.
Really,
she knew it was coming. I want to thank the chief engineer for doing the math, so we didn't have to subtract, and for the Water Bureau on keeping the milepost designations down to the decimal point of the hundredth. I don't know if we can even get the pavers to be that accurate, but I look forward to y'all voting yes on this ordinance. Even if you won't be mailing me at 21035 Northeast Sunnycrest Road, Newburgh, Oregon, 97132, where the $1.9 million check for the other project goes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very good.
Before you move, just a second reading, yep. Mayor. I just want to acknowledge the great work that Commissioner Fish has done over the past 5 years, because there would be a time that there would be 20 people signed up for a simple road improvement in the watershed. So thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you very much.
Well, I feel fortunate because I missed that era. It seems like it's been pretty smooth sailing. So thank you both for that. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next